And I got the man here, Stud, Chris Sales. How we doing?
Doing good, man. Yourself?
Just great. Hey, you know, we got to talk about that 15 strikeout performance. What? You just want to go let nobody hit the ball, huh?
I mean, it was a combination of a lot of things. I mean, you know, going back to, you know, kind of my hometown. You know, I live about an hour away from there. You know, friends and family coming to support me and seeing all them there. You know, first big league ball game I ever watched was at Tropicana Field. So I mean, it was a special day. And I mean, you know, with the way we've been swinging the bats lately, and you know, the defense behind me, and you know, AJ calling an unbelievable game behind the plate, it was a lot of fun to go out there and work.
You know, I was sitting at home watching. I saw you showing all that emotion, pumping on the mound and all of that. What was that about?
I don't know, man. I mean, I just, you know, sometimes you kind of get too into the moment and, you know, your emotions get the best of you. I mean, at the end of the day, that's not who I am. That's, you know, that's not how I go about my business. But, you know, I felt like there was something there that needed to be said. And, you know, I just, at the end of the day, I felt like an idiot for saying that stuff because, you know, like I said, that, you know, that's not me. But, you know, hopefully, you know, moving forward, I can, you know, do a little bit better job of that next time.
Oh, well, you're the man. You can do what you want out there.
I wouldn't go that far. I got a long ways to go before any of that happens.
And, I mean, you know, this year you made the transition from the bullpen back to the starting rotation. What has that been like for you?
It's been awesome. I mean, you know, going through, I mean, obviously there was a little, you know, bump in the road early, but, I mean, with the support of my teammates, and, you know, starting staff and coaching staff, I mean, they've been there behind me the whole way, you know, learning from each and every outing and just, you know, watching guys. I mean, like PV on the mound tonight. I'm gonna watch him. I mean, obviously we're not very similar in pitching styles, but you know, the way he goes about his business, the intensity he carries on the field, and you know, the person he is in our clubhouse, and you know, and each and every guy on our rotation. I love watching these guys start and just learning little things from them. You know, just mainly watching how they compete and go about their business has really done wonders for me this year and has really gotten me to this point.
So do you guys have a little rivalry among each other?
I wouldn't really call it a rivalry, but you know, we definitely feed off of each other. I guess that, you know, we're each other's biggest teammates, or you know fans, I guess you could say. You know, we're always pulling for each other, and you know, it's, you know, if, you know, say PV goes out there and has a good one, you know, we feel like it's, you know, on us to go out there and keep that streak going. And you know, just like, you know, if one of us goes out and has a bad one, we're like, all right, you know, we got to pick this guy up and, you know, get right back on track. And you know, that's the fun of it, is, you know, we're all pulling for each other, we're all behind each other, and you know, it makes it a lot more fun to work with these guys when you know they're behind your back and pushing you to be, you know, who you need to be.
You know, we were just visiting with the Mariners over there, and we were talking behind the scenes about the trash talking that goes on in the big leagues. Now, how much trash talking do Chris Sales do out there?
Not much, man. I mean, as you can see, I'm not the biggest guy in the world, so I can't be talking to some of these. I mean, shoot, get some of these bigger guys out there, I might keep my mouth closed a little bit better. But but yeah, I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's all in fun. I mean, it's just, you know, the competitive nature of the game, and you know, boys will be boys, and then, you know, you grow up, you know, on the rec field, you know, playing flag football, talking trash to each other when you're 8 or 9 years old, and it's no different now. So you know, it just kind of brings some fun and energy to the game, and a little added pressure, I guess you could say.
So you're supposed to hang out with the coach over the winter so I can fatten you up some. What happened to that?
I don't know. Where are you at, man? I'm waiting for these meals.
Well, coach will do some good home cooking now. But, I mean, the team's playing well now on a serious note. The team's really playing well. I mean, probably really exceeded everybody, most of the so-called experts' expectation. I mean, when you guys sit back and look at it, I mean,
it's awesome to see. I mean, and it's not just one guy or two guys. It's not one starter. It's not two bullpen. I mean, it's everybody in our bullpen is throwing the absolute crap out of the ball. Starting rotation, those guys are going out. We're going out there every fifth day and doing what we need to do. And as far as the hitters go, man, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, they're 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 runs on the board a game. And I mean, it makes it fun to come here and work because, you know, the vibe in the clubhouse is just, the energy in there is awesome. I mean, coming to work every day and everyone's smiling, everyone's having a good time. We're just going back to having fun playing baseball, and that's it. You know, just making sure that we're coming to the park physically and mentally prepared to go to battle. And, you know, I think each and every single guy in that clubhouse is doing that. And, you know, it's showing on the field. It really is.
You know, you just stood in that rotation, and we got Addison Reed. He's lights out coming out of that bullpen, taking your place. What about his performance?
I mean, he's been that guy since day one. I mean, just very laid back, you know, kind of goofy, you know, in the clubhouse, saying jokes. But, you know, just like anybody else, you know, when he steps in between those lines, you know, you can see it. I mean, you look at his face, you look at his, you know, his demeanor on the mound, and he wants it, and you can tell he wants it. And the way he, you know, he pitched, you know, in Tampa, he got guys on base, one run ball game, and he was pitching to those guys like there was nothing on the line. And I think that's something that, you know, you gotta give credit to him, and you know, he's really done a great job at excelling in the closer role.
Last two questions for you. I know you got to go in there and do your thing for the game. Don Cooper, he said you guys were the ones making him look good. What do you say about Cooper as pitch coach?
I say Coop's a pretty humble guy. I mean, since day one I got here, I've had nothing but love for that guy. I mean, our relationship is just growing day by day, and I think it is with everybody. I mean, he's, you know, he treats us like men, and, you know, he pats us on the back when we need to be patted, but at the same time, if there's something he sees that he needs to say, he'll say it. And I think you got to respect a guy like that because, you know, he's been here for a long time, and he's been damn good at what he does, and, you know, I'm just...
It's a PG show.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But, you know, he's just...
We'll let you slide because you're the stud.
He's just that kind of guy, man. I mean, he's awesome to have as a pitching coach, and I'm very fortunate to have him here, especially early on in my career, having a guy, you know, an influence like him, you know, in my career this early. It's awesome, and, you know, I don't take it for granted.
And now you got that rookie season behind you. How does it feel walking in that locker room not be called rookie?
Yeah, it's nice, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I'm still a young guy, so, you know, I know my, you know, my limits, so, you know, but it's awesome. I mean, every single guy in there is awesome to me, and, you know, throughout the clubhouse, you know, I don't think, you know, nobody looks down on anybody for how many years or, you know, how old they are, and it makes it a lot easier to come to work and a lot more fun when you get treated like part of the team. And I think that's the biggest part is, you know, everyone here is a part of the team and everyone feels a part of the team. And, you know, when you work well as a team, I mean, it's showing, and, you know, we just got to keep it going.
But you do call them first year guys rookies though.
Not me. I'm about a you know, a nose hair away from being a rookie. So I'm not far enough away to be, you know, pulling rank like that.
Coach on the road, I got Stud here. He being modest, but this is the man here, Chris Sales. All right, appreciate it.